Shickley. I have kind of a unique situation we'd like to mention here. In fact, I posted it on my Facebook page a couple of minutes ago. We've got sisters coaching against sisters here. Paige Vitash from Sacred Heart and her sister Josie are both assistants on the girls' coaching staff, one for Sacred Heart, the other for Diller Odell, and it's kind of neat to see a pair of sisters coaching against each other. Their dad, Stu Vitash, is operating the scoreboard and the clock operator here, so they posed for kind of a neat picture out in front of the scorer's table a minute ago. Dad and his two girls, he's running the scoreboard, and he's got a daughter coaching on both of these teams, so a unique situation, not something that we see just every night when we go out to do high school basketball. I think we're getting set here to take a look at the starting lineups over the public address system, and we're going to be having our national anthem coming up also, and then we'll be back with the opening tip-off to get this varsity girls game underway. So right now we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and we'll be back here at Odell with high school basketball after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Odell, Nebraska, Diller Odell High School. High school basketball tonight here on Sunny 101.3 being presented by Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. Stop by and see them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from five additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Having the introduction now of starting lineups over our public address system here. And then we'll be ready to get underway. Again, it's a doubleheader tonight here from Odell, boys and girls. The girls up first, of course. Next week, the Mudecas Tournament. We're looking forward to that one, weather permitting. Boy, that weather forecast for Monday doesn't look real promising right now. The Mudecas Tournament, the 95th annual, will get underway supposedly on Monday, playing Monday and Tuesday first-round games with semifinals beginning on Thursday and Friday. Finals on Saturday, and of course we have plans to pick up that tournament during the semifinals and finals on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We will have selected games both here on Sunny 101.3 and possibly over on our sister station KTNC. We'll just have to see how the first couple of rounds of that tournament play out, and then we'll be able to announce our broadcast plans for you. But rest assured, we will be in Beatrice next week. weather permitting, that is, if we play the game, we will be there, and we'll have coverage of the 95th annual UDECA's tournament. All right, they're wrapping up the introduction of the starting lineups here on the public address system. We're just about set to get underway. Sacred Hearts girls 9-2 on the year. Dillard-Odell at 7-3 on the season. Miley Weirs is the one you want to watch if you're following Dillard-Odell, averaging 21.7 points. 5'8" junior. She kind of does it all. Their ball handler. She pressuring defense. She's one to watch. Stepping in to jump it up will be Gentry Lechtenberg for the Sacred Heart Irish into the center circle. Lechtenberg will jump it up against Bailey Bilda. The official steps in. Here's the tip, and the Irish control the tip. With the basketball into forecourt comes Dacey Witt. She'll set the offense, looking at a man-to-man defense. Right away, Weirs comes out after Dacey Witt. She hands the ball off to Sadie Tisdall. Give and go to Gentry Lechtenberg. Oh, the pass goes through the hands of Avery Sando. And there's a turnover for the Irish. They'll give the ball right back over to the Dillard-Odell Lady Griffins. We're just underway. 7:45 to play in the first quarter. No score. With the basketball into forecourt comes Miley Weirs. Weirs to the left elbow. Has Dewis. Dewis back to the top of the key. Hayek. Hayek again finds Dewis now on the left wing. This is Kenzie Strine with the basketball. Strine passes to the left side in the corner. Down deep, they give it again to Weirs. Miley Weirs trying to get free here, being guarded defensively by McKinley Scholl. Weirs can't get away from Scholl and has to hand the ball off to the left side, giving it up to Bilda. Ball tipped away from Bilda. Touch last by Bilda. Sacred Heart will get the basketball. Good defense there by Gentry Lechtenberg. Sacred Heart with the inbound pass to Dacey Witt. Across the midcourt line, picked up by Weirs. She comes to the right elbow, hands the ball into McKinley Scholl. Scholl at the free throw line, kicks it out to Lechtenberg on the left elbow. Lechtenberg all the way across to the near side. Baseline right side, Lechtenberg has the ball stolen away by Weirs, gets it back again. Lechtenberg, again being pressured by Weirs, to the right corner. Feeds it deep to Dacey Witt. Witt on the dribble, hands up to Avery Sando at the top of the free throw circle. Sando in the paint, goes in for a shot that's blocked away. Rebound, downcourt pass comes to Weirs. Weirs wants to take it in, fall away jump shot up and good. Miley Weirs with the first 2 points of the ballgame. Dillard-Odell goes up 2-0. 6.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Here's Witt with the basketball. Gives to Scholl on the left wing. Deep baseline left side down in the corner. Tisdall handles the ball. She tried to get it to Lechtenberg on the baseline. The ball is tipped away. Touch last by Dillard-Odell. Sacred Hearts basketball. McKinley Scholl will inbound it. Baseline on the left side under her own basket. Lobs it inside the paint. Here's Lechtenberg driving lay-in up the glass and good. Gentry Lechtenberg with her first 2 points, and we're tied at 2 apiece with 6:15 to play here in the first quarter. Here comes Miley Weirs down court. Feeds it into the corner. Deep left side. Three-pointer up off. No good. Rebound pulled down by Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg down court. Pass stolen by Weirs. She has it right back the other direction. Fast break. Driving layup up. Off. Doesn't go. Rebound goes to the floor. The shot was put up by Hayek. She couldn't get it down. And then Scholl is down there tying it up with Bailey Bilda. I think a possession arrow is going to favor the Griffins on the held ball. 5:55 to play first quarter. We're tied at 2 apiece. They'll inbound it on the baseline. Weirs to toss it in on the right side of her own basket. It comes back to Weirs. She stands deep in the corner on the right side of the basket, guarded closely by McKinley Scholl. Around the horn outside perimeter, they pass the ball. Now penetrating inside the paint with it is Bilda. Bilda can't go anywhere, has to go back to the corner. Bounce pass to Bilda. She stands deep in the corner on the right side of the basket, looking for Weirs at the free throw line. Set shot up and off, no good. And the rebound to Gentry Lechtenberg. A whistle on a foul is going to be called on the Lady Griffins. We'll see who this one's on. Foul is going to be on Bailey Bilda. That is her first personal and the first team foul of the quarter. Of course, if you've been following high school sports this year, you know they've changed the foul situation. You now get 5 fouls per quarter, and then you shoot 2 free throws on the 5th foul. That's only our first one of the game thus far. Here's Gentry Lechtenberg handling the basketball on the right side of the lane, kicks it across court, all the way across over to Dacey Witt. Witt holds up there for a minute. looked at Chisnell with it. Now Witt puts inside the paint. Lechtenberg tries to back in, loses the ball. She's on the floor. Lechtenberg kicks it out to Sando. Sando free throw line to Witt at the top of the key. Witt between the rings, dribbling to the left side of the lane, puts it to the left side. Again, it comes to Sando. She almost lost the handle on it. Avery dribbles out of trouble and comes back up top with it to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg, spin move in the paint. Right side, McKinley Scholl gives out to Lechtenberg. The ball got away and stolen by Jaden Hayek. Hayek, fast break, 2-on-3, all the way down court, taken away by Lechtenberg. Gives up to Witt. Witt tries to go down court with a pass that's stolen away by Miley Weirs. Now Weirs driving through the floater in the paint, a whistle and a foul will put Miley Weirs at the line. She'll be shooting two shots for Diller O'Dell. We'll see who the foul's on. Clay, they're going to put the foul. We're going to have to wait till they post it. Foul's going to be on Gentry Lechtenberg. Her first, team foul number one. We're shooting two. The first one is up and good. Miley Weirs now with 3 points. Again, she averages almost 22 points a ball game here for the Lady Griffins. Miley Weirs, second free throw is up. This one hits the back of the iron and comes off no good. And the rebound comes down to Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg wants to bring it all the way coast to coast. Spin move in the paint. Now kicks it out to Sando. Sando inside the lane. Finds McKinley Scholl with it. Here's Lechtenberg for three from the right side. Got it. Gentry Lechtenberg nails a three from the right elbow, and it's 5-3, Sacred Heart, up by two with 4 minutes and 5 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Here's Weirs' pass wide of the mark. She was looking on the baseline for Kenzie Strine. Sando comes out of there with it, gives to Lechtenberg. Now McKinley Scholl goes on the attack, driving layup. Scholl up and good. McKinley Scholl with a drive on the right side baseline, laid it off the glass, dropped it in, and Sacred Heart goes up 7-3 now with 3:44 to play here in the first quarter. Ashley Dewis has the ball now for the Lady Griffins, up to Jaden Hayek. Finds Vilda. Now Dewis on the baseline. Nope, we're going to have a whistle and a foul on the baseline. Foul is going to be called on Sadie Chisnell. On Sadie, that is her first personal, team foul number two on Sacred Heart. Into the game now, checking in for the Irish is Helly Jones, a freshman. 5'9 freshman checks in, replacing Sadie Chisnell for Sacred Heart. Miley Weirs to inbound it. Stands under her own basket on the baseline into Dewis. A long three left side up and good. Ashley Dewis gets the three from the left side, and it's 7-6. Sacred Heart up by one with 3:22 to play in the first quarter. Here comes Avery Sando with the basketball. Tried to get to the right side baseline. Can't get there. Kicks it back to Scholl. Open look three right side. Scholl up and off no good. Dewis with the rebound. With the basketball, Jaden Hayek, that is. Hayek down to Miley Weirs. Weirs at the top of the circle. Long three for Weirs. Got it. Miley Weirs will pull up and hit that one if you don't get out there and cover her, and that's what she did. Weirs with 6 points already. It's 9-7. Diller O'Dell up by two. Just under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. 2:49 showing on the game clock. This is Witt on the dribble, trying to set it up, looking for Jones. Witt going to launch a three that's over the top, misses everything. Rebound. Down to us, down court to Weirs. Here comes Weirs in a hurry. Sets the offense on the left wing. Into the corner, baseline left side. Ball stolen away and then grabbed up by Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg was tied up down there with Jaden Hayek. And I believe a held ball is called. Possession arrow favors the Irish. 2.5 minutes to play, first quarter, 9-7. Lady Griffins leading Sacred Heart by two. Irish with the basketball. The inbound pass comes into Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg gives back up to McKinley Scholl. Scholl will set the offense. Scholl works to the left wing into Lechtenberg. Baseline left side driving. Layup up and good. Great job by Scholl to get the ball down to Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg with 7 points now. We're tied at nine. Here comes Miley Weirs. And I believe we're going to have a foul on the floor. She was not shooting the ball. She got tied up out here. No shot. Foul is going to be on Daisy Witt. On Witt, her first personal. Team foul number three on the Irish. Into the ball game now. Checking in is Tatum Schroeder. Schroeder, a 5'2 senior, on the floor now for Diller O'Dell with 2:05 to go here in the first quarter. All tied up at nine apiece. Inbound the pass to Vilda. Vilda across court finds Schroeder with the pass. She'll hold the ball just a moment. Tatum Schroeder back around the horn to Vilda. Inside, in traffic, Weirs falls to the floor. She'll be tied up. and a held ball. Possession arrow is going to favor. Well, they've got it. Sacred Heart, I thought, on the alternating possession. No, the ball's going to belong to Dill Rodell. Okay. Miley Weirs will inbound it. Baseline, right side, under her own backboard. The count is on. She's going to have to hurry. Barely got it in on the five count. Inbounded the ball to Schroeder. Right back it comes to Weirs. Now Tatum Schroeder for three from the right corner. Off no good. Lechtenberg comes down with the rebound for the Irish. Lechtenberg pushes the ball down court in a hurry. Gentry decides to back it out on the right elbow. Now goes to the top of the circle between the rings to Avery Sano with the pass. Sano penetrates in the paint and to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg driving lay-in up and good. Gentry Lechtenberg took the feed from Sano, laid it in, and she's got 9 points. It's 11-9. Irish up by two. A minute 19 to play now in the first quarter. Here comes Miley Weirs, guarded by McKinley Shoal. Top of the key, across court pass it goes. Dribbling inside the paint. Shot is up and off, no good. And the rebound down to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg with the basketball. Wants to go all the way to the left side of the lane with the ball. Can't get to the hoop. A cross-court pass to the near side. Open look, three from the right wing. Up and off, no good. Put up by Sadie Tisdall, and the rebound comes down to the Lady Griffins. 49 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Miley Weirs works the dribble against McKinley Shoal. Shoal ties her up. The ball is on the floor. Everybody's after it. Possession arrow goes to Sacred Heart. Great job there by McKinley Shoal, tying up Miley Weirs and getting the ball as a result of the tie-up. Into the game now for Diller Odell is Berkeley Beekman. Beekman into the ball game. She'll come in to replace Bailey Buildup. 41 seconds to play in the quarter. Sacred Heart up 11-9. Irish with the basketball. McKinley Shoal, guarded by Weirs, comes to the right side, picks up her dribble. Now she needs help. Feeds it inside to Jones. Jones backs in, moves to the hoop, driving lay-in up and good. Nice move to the basket there by Hallie Jones as she put it down, the freshman, on the right side baseline. It's 13-9. Irish up by four with 15 seconds to play in the quarter. Here comes Diller Odell. Miley Weirs for three from the right corner. Off, no good. But the rebound comes down to Tatum Schroeder. Schroeder out, gives the outlet pass to Ashley Dewis. Beating inside Weirs. Weirs a shot partially blocked. Gets her own rebound. Gives off to Tatum. And there's the buzzer after one quarter. Sacred Heart leads it 13-9. We'll step aside for a one-minute timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Odell, Nebraska. The Sacred Heart Irish girls leading the Lady Griffins 13-9 after one quarter. A big quarter for Gentry Lechtenberg. She had 9 of Sacred Heart's 13 points in that first period. McKinley Shoal chipped in 2. Ellie Jones had 2 right before the buzzer. Miley Weirs with 6 of the 9 points for Diller Odell. Ashley Dewis has the other 3. Diller Odell's basketball. Now as we move into the second quarter of action, Miley Weirs on the dribble. Sets the offense. McKinley Shoal comes out, ties her up again. Ball is loose. Lechtenberg has it. Fast break, 2-on-3. Lechtenberg up, collision on the baseline. We're going to have a blocking foul. And the Diller Odell fans are not going to be happy about that. The foul is going to be called on Kenzie Strine. Strine picks up her first personal and team foul number 1 of the quarter on Diller Odell. All right, Irish basketball. Witt has the inbound pass in the corner on the left side of the basket. She'll dribble up between the rings to the top of the key, puts a spin move on the defender, and hands to Lechtenberg. Now Lechtenberg backs it out at the top of the circle, hands right back up to Witt. Man-to-man defense here by Diller Odell. The Lady Griffins in a man-to-man. Tatum Schroeder comes out to challenge Witt. Gets a pick set by Jones. Oh, Jones was there on the pick and roll for a minute. They didn't see her. Jones had the open look. Inside traffic, Witt, and a held ball is going to be called. Good job there, tying her up by Kenzie Strine. Kenzie Strine was playing ball at Tri-County a year ago. She transferred and is now attending high school here at Diller Odell. We saw Kenzie and her older sister play at Tri-County. All right, Sacred Hearts basketball, the inbound pass into Lechtenberg. She goes into a double team, goes to the hoop with it. The ball is tipped away out of bounds and touched last in the corner by McKinley Scholl. So the basketball is going to belong to Diller Odell. Back into the lineup now is Bailey Vilda back into the contest. Vilda checks in. She'll replace Kenzie Strine for the Lady Griffins. 7:05 to play in the first half, second quarter, 13-9. Sacred Heart up by four. This is Miley Weirs on the dribble. Weirs gives up to Dewis. Dewis to the corner left side. Down deep in the corner is Hayek. Hayek in the paint, can't get there. Miley Weirs for three. Off the iron, no, and the rebound to Jones. Jones took that away from two defenders. Strong girl there. Ellie Jones just ripped that away from two defenders, came up with possession of the basketball. The outlet pass to Gentry Lechtenberg, who brings it into forecourt. In the man-to-man defense, Vilda comes out to guard Lechtenberg, who hands the ball into Sando. Sando dribbles inside the free throw circle. At the free throw line, back to Lechtenberg on the left wing. Top of the key, it comes to McKinley Scholl. Scholl guarded by Weirs, tries to dribble in and back against her feet to Lechtenberg. Open look, Sando for three from the left corner. It's off, no good, and the rebound is taken down by Ashley Dewis. Down court, ball stolen away by McKinley Scholl, but a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to go on McKinley Scholl. That is her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Irish. 6 minutes, 10 seconds to play here in the second quarter, 13-9. Sacred Hearts girls leading Diller Odell. On the right side is Hayek with the basketball. Down deep into the corner finds Vilda. Around it comes to Miley Weirs. Left wing, Weirs holds it for a moment. Feeds to Dewis, left side baseline. A cross-court pass. In the game is Beekman. Beekman dribbles all the way through the paint. Here's a long three from the corner. Up and good. Jaden Hayek. Hayek nails a three from here on the corner. Now we got pressure being applied by Weirs. Makes it, I guess maybe that was just a two. It was 13-9. It was a three. 13-12 our score now. With the ball, Jones. Ooh. One of the players caught an elbow. Here's a jump shot. Free throw line off. No good. Jones follow shot. Put back up and good. Ellie Jones with her second bucket. She's got four. And the lead is back to three again at 15-12. Sacred Heart on top. 5:09 to play here in the first half. Jaden Hayek handles the basketball. Goes to Miley Weirs. Weirs is clear out between the rings near the midcourt circle, handling the ball there. She gets a pick on the switch. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Avery Sando. Sando tried to stop her from getting to the hoop. That's her first personal, team foul number two on the Irish. Into the ball game now is Dacey Witt back onto the floor. Witt checks in, replacing Sadie Tisdall. Tisdall will take a breather. Miley Weirs trying to work around McKinley Scholl. Scholl's not giving her any ground at all. Ooh, my! Had a big shove here. Miley Weirs just gave McKinley Scholl a forearm. And that was, I would almost describe that one as flagrant. Miley Weirs picks up her first personal. She really gave McKinley Scholl a big forearm shove right in front of the referee. All right, here come the Irish on the attack now. Scholl, open look three from the right side. Hits the front of the iron, couldn't get it. The rebound is pulled down on the baseline by Hayek, almost taken away by Jones. Hayek comes out of there on the dribble, goes to the left wing with it. Now driving to the baseline. Oh, a nice block by Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg blocked that shot by Kenzie Strine and then came up with a loose basketball and the steal. Lechtenberg hands to Sando. Sando almost has it taken away by Weirs. Gives it back up again to Dacey Witt. Whip, the sophomore point guard, sets the offense. Finds Lechtenberg with a pass, who dribbles to the right side of the lane. Strein comes out to challenge her. Now McKinley Scholl goes in the paint, taking it toward the hoop. A whistle. This may be another foul on Miley Weirs. We'll see here. Yes, it is. Weirs picks up her second personal. Second one here of this quarter. 3:58 to play here in the second period. 15-12. Irish on top at the free throw line, McKinley Scholl. She hits the first of two free throws. First one is good. Pushes the score 16-12. Second shot is on the way. This one hits the back of the rim and won't go. Got one of two, and it's a four-point Irish lead with 3:52 to play in the first half. 16-12, your score. Here's a steal. Lechtenberg at midcourt. Runaway lay-in up and good. Lechtenberg got the steal and the lay-in. She's in double figures, has 11 points in the ballgame, and it's 18-12. Biggest lead for either team here. Irish up by six now. 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. Here's Weirs in the paint. Jump shot up and good. Miley Weir just split the defense, dribbled right down the avenue into the lane and pulled up for the little five-foot jumper in front of the bucket, laid it in. All right, Whip feeds the ball to the right side, goes to Avery Sando, into Lechtenberg in the paint. Strein, a cross-court pass. Strein comes up after, they give to Jones. Here's McKinley Scholl driving lay-in, up and good. McKinley Scholl on the driving layup. She's got 5 points, and the lead is back to six again. Biggest lead here for the Irish. They're up 20-14 with 2:56 to play in the first half. In the corner with the ball, Vilda, top of the circle. Hayek around the horn left wing, looking for Weirs. Can't get it to her. Now in trouble, picking up her dribble out here. Was Party. Party gets the pass off to Weirs. Weirs guarded by Sando. Beats underneath. Vilda driving lay-in up. In and out wouldn't go. Now a battle for the rebound. Lechtenberg knocked the ball away from Bailey Vilda, and it goes out of bounds. Let's see what we've got here. Checking into the game now for the Lady Griffins. Ashley Dewis back onto the floor. 2:31 to go in the first half. It's 20-14. The Sacred Heart Irish are up by six. Griffins with the basketball. Weirs lobs it in up top. Gets it inbounds to Jaden Hayek. Hayek goes to Dewis. Dewis with a little late-foot jumper that's in and out of there. And a great job by Lechtenberg on the rebound. Gentry Lechtenberg, guarded by Weirs, decides to pull it out and back out to the top of the circle. Lechtenberg, bounce pass right side, finds Witt with the ball. They see Witt. Wanted to go to Jones inside. Jones is covered up by Bailey Vilda. So Witt just dribbles to the right elbow. Now gets a pick set there by Jones, the old pick and roll. They find Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg almost has the ball dribbled away. It's loose. Flips it back up to Witt. Now Witt from the right side of the lane. Jump shot up and off. No good. Rebound. Try for a follow shot. Put back Tisdall. The shot is blocked. Down court pass goes to Kenzie Strein. Strein holds it up. Goes to Weirs for a long three that's in and out. Rebound Lechtenberg. Weirs had a good look from the left elbow. Couldn't get it to drop. And the Irish come on the attack again. Up by six, 20-14. This is Sando. Feeds it underneath. Oh, nice pass. Sando got it inside to Sadie Tisdall for the easy two. Timeout taken on the floor with 1:27 to play here in the first half. 22-14. The Irish up by eight. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Your friends at Nemahaw County Hospital urge you to be prepared for winter weather at home, work, and in your car. Pay attention to weather reports and warnings of freezing weather and winter storms. Prepare your home to keep out the cold with insulation, caulking, and weather stripping. Gather supplies in case you need to stay home for several days without power, including extra batteries for radios and flashlights. When creating an emergency supply kit for your car, include jumper cables, a flashlight, sand, warm clothes, blankets, bottled water, and non-perishable snacks. Also keep a full tank of gas.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Sacred Heart Irish are enjoying their biggest lead of the game here, up by eight right now, 22-14. The Irish came in here 9-2 on the year. Bill Riddell, a good year so far also. They are 7-3. And with a minute and 27 seconds to play here in the first half, 22-14, Irish up. When play is resumed, the basketball will belong to the Griffins. Inbounding it, Kenzie Strein, the 5'7 senior. She She will inbound the pass. Nobody coming down to get it from her. Now Miley Weirs turns around and says, somebody better come down and take this inbound pass from her. All alone down here with Kenzie Stride. Inbound the pass to Miley Weirs. Weirs into forecourt. Holds it up at the top of the circle, picked up there by McKinley Scholl. Man-to-man defense. Long three from the corner left side is launched. Doesn't go. Strine with the rebound. Kicks it back to the top of the circle to Beekman. Beekman again goes to Weirs with it on the near side. This is Berkeley Beekman. Now from the left corner, another long three up and off, no good. And Dacey Witts there with the rebound. But the pass is stolen right back. They feed it underneath. Shot is blocked. Looked like a good feed on the baseline. They found Ashley Dewis down there, but Dewis got knocked to the floor. That's probably going to... Well, I'm going to wait and see. Yep, it's going to go on Jeffrey Lechtenberg. On Lechtenberg, her second personal, third team foul. At the free throw line, Ashley Dewis shooting two. The first one is up and good. Ashley now with 4 points in the ballgame. She hit a tray earlier. Lechtenberg will set out and take a breather with 58 seconds to play here in the quarter. Back onto the floor comes Sadie Tistel for the Irish. Ashley Dewis, second free throw is up, and this one bounces once, twice, doesn't go, and McKinley Scholl comes up with the rebound for the Irish. The outlet pass goes down court across the timeline to Avery Sando. Now Sando tries to work across the top of the key, and she's going to be bumped around here. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Jaden Hayek. On Hayek, that is her first personal, team foul number four, with 47 seconds to play here in the quarter. Inbound pass knocked away on the steal into forecourt with the ball. Setting it up, Dewis, come back to Strine. Oh, and Strine's going to get called for the travel. She tried to put a pass underneath, couldn't get rid of the ball in time, and Kenzie's called for the walk. 37 seconds left with which to work here for the Irish. They're up 22-15, 7-point lead. Sacred Heart may very well come down here and just play for one shot. McKinley Scholl now goes over to Avery Sando. Sando at the point guard, dribbles to the near side, comes to the right elbow with it. Lots of pressure being applied. Here's another steal. Ashley Dewis driving layup, all stripped away by Sando. But as she stripped it away, Avery stepped on the baseline, and that'll give the ball right back to Diller O'Dell. 15.8 seconds to play in the first half. It's 22-15, Irish on top. Diller O'Dell to inbound it under their own basket. Miley Weirs tosses it into the top of the circle. Kenzie Strine for three. It's short. Rebound under the basket to Dewis. Top of the key, Weirs. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Weirs feeds it off to the right. A long three is up and off. No good. Rebound, Sando. She'll come down with it. There's the buzzer. And at the half, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading. The Diller O'Dell Lady Griffins, your halftime score, Sacred Heart 22 and Diller O'Dell 15. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the halftime show. It's presented tonight by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back with that halftime show in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for 3 generations. As your area Case IH dealer, we take pride in servicing all our customers. So whether you're looking for a Case IH Axial Flow Combine that leads the industry in productivity, or the Case IH Magnum Tractor built to fit the way you farm, for the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there's only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
People you can count on. Bruna Implement Company.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Tonight's halftime scoring recap is being presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, let's take a look at the first half numbers. The Irish lead at 22-15 at halftime. For the Diller Odell Griffin scoring, Miley Weirs leads the way with 8 points. Ashley Dewis has 4, and Jaden Hayek with 3 for their total of 15. From the free throw line, the Lady Griffins went 2 out of 4 in the first half. For the Sacred Heart Irish, Gentry Lechtenberg leads the way. She's in double figures, has 11 points. McKinley Scholl with 5. 4 points for Helly Jones, the freshman, coming off the bench. Sadie Chisdell added 2 for their total of 22. From the free throw line, Sacred Heart went 1 out of 2 at the charity stripe. The score by quarter, Sacred Heart led after 1, 13-9. They lead here at halftime, 22-15. Our halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt, and you can learn more at highlandcc.edu. All right, right now we've got Tom Cates standing by back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. We're going to send it back his way for a couple of minutes of important information, then we'll update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes of sponsor information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's what's coming up. High school basketball coming your way tonight on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know that martial arts aren't just for kids? At Heller Martial Arts, we have classes for all ages and abilities. Kickboxing is a fun and unique workout. You can learn to protect yourself and your family with our Krav Maga self-defense program. You can start either course at any time, and the first class is free. No experience is needed. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Frontier Bank has a promotional CD rate offering 5.25% APY on a 7-month CD or 5.10 APY on a 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Frontier Bank has a variety of savings options and would love to visit with you to find the best option for you. You can also visit frontier.bank for additional information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Come for the rate and stay for the security. Member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Snow likely with bottom spots tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 28. Northeasterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Overcast skies with fog and spots early tomorrow. Slight chance for mixed precipitation changing to all snow. High temperatures reach up to 36. About 1 inch of snow tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back once again here to Odell, Nebraska. We're at Diller Odell High School. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish girls are leading the Diller Odell Lady Griffins 22-15 at the half. This is the first half of a basketball doubleheader we have for you tonight here on Sunny. Up next, of course, will be the boys' varsity contest. Doug Goltz brings his Irish boys in with a 6-3 record. The Griffins are at 5-5, so that should be a very competitive matchup. We're looking forward to that one also. My name is Randy Gatula, out here calling your play-by-play tonight in Odell. Tom Keats is our producer-engineer, working back at the Sunny 101.3 studios at our control panel. Always a pleasure to team up with Tom to bring you these high school basketball games, both here on Sunny 101.3 and when we work with Aaron Wisdom over on our sister station, KTMC. Once again, a reminder, next week, the 95th annual Mudecas Tournament being played in Beatrice. They'll play it at the Beatrice City Auditorium, the iconic auditorium, and then across the street at the Beatrice Middle School. Play is supposed to get underway on Monday, weather permitting. I don't know. The weather forecast doesn't look real whoopee for that one. We'll have to see how it goes. They do have Wednesday built in there as a snow day. If they lose Monday, they would play Monday and Tuesday's games on Tuesday and Wednesday. Don't know what would happen if it would snow us out both Monday and Tuesday. Then it gets kind of all balled up, but we'll see. But once they get to semifinal action on Thursday, we will have select games for you here on Sunny and possibly on KTNC. We'll have to wait and see how the first round of games go before we can announce our coverage. All right, let's move to third quarter action here. It'll be Diller Odell's basketball. They inbound the pass to Miley Weirs. Weirs comes to the near side. Jaden Hayek underneath Weirs, driving layup, puts a shot up, doesn't get it, but a whistle. Oh, I think we're going to have a foul on Gentry Lechtenberg here in the first couple of seconds. Gentry Lechtenberg has just picked up her third personal foul, and that's big. Lechtenberg, the leading scorer on this team. Free throw is up and off, no good for Weirs. That score came with 7:50 to go here in the third quarter. So only took 10 seconds to pick up that third foul. Second shot is up and off, also doesn't go. The rebound comes down to Vilda. Vilda gets it out to Weirs for three from the corner. It won't drop. Chasing it down is Avery Sando. Sando comes out of traffic with the basketball, pushes it down court across the timeline, and she'll slow it up and set up the offense. Gives the pass to Dacey Witt. Witt, free throw line, jump shot, can't get it. Rebound underneath is Tisdall. Tisdall gets knocked to the floor. The ball is knocked out of bounds. And everybody's going to say that Chisnall trusted Lass, and honestly, I thought she did. But the ball's going to belong to the Irish. They'll inbound it under the basket. On the baseline left side, McKinley Scholl inbounds the ball to the top of the key. Lob pass back to Scholl in the paint. Bounce pass to Jones. Jones, turnaround shot off the glass up. She can't get it. Gets her own rebound. Now the ball is taken away. Gentry Lechtenberg is on the bench with three personals here. Ellie Jones, the freshman, in the ballgame in place of her for the Irish. Miley Weir sets up the offense. Man-to-man defense here by Sacred Heart. Weir passes to the near side. Comes over to Dewis. Dewis to the top of the key. Kenzie Strine. Inside the paint, Dewis has to chase it down. It's going to go out of bounds, and Sacred Heart will get the ball in the turnover. That was a big turn of events to see Gentry Lechtenberg pick up her third personal just 10 seconds into the third quarter, and she's on the bench now. All right, full court pressure being applied now by the Griffins. They break it. Here comes Sando all the way into the corner. Bounce pass right side to Chisnall. Up to the top of the circle, Witt decides to back it out and reset the offense. Dacey Witt dribbles to the near side at the top of the free throw circle on the left elbow. Across court skip pass to the right side to Chisnall. Now they come over to Avery Sando with it. Chisnall with an open look three from the right side. Got it! Sadie Chisnall, they left her all alone on the right elbow, and she pulled up about a foot outside the three-point arc and drained that one. Nothing but net. It's a 10-point Irish lead, 25-15. Sacred Heart up by 10. Bailey Vilda handles the basketball, has to kick it back to the top of the key to Hayek, looking inside the paint, back to Vilda, a 12-footer right side off, no good. There for the rebound is Sadie Chisnall. Chisnall on the fast break, wants to run with it, has Scholl out ahead of her, now holds it up and gives it up to Witt. Witt will set the offense to the left side, finds Sando, back up top to Witt again. She thought about that open three. Here's Chisnall for three again, she got it. Sadie Chisnall with back-to-back threes from the right elbow, and right about now, Coach John Moore is saying maybe we ought to get somebody out there on her. Timeout taken. Dill Rodell, 5:37 to play third quarter, 28-15. Irish up by 13. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back inside the Diller Odell High School in the gymnasium here in Odell, Nebraska. Big thanks to Eric McMurray. He's the activities director here at Diller Odell. Eric, a good friend. Wonderful hospitality every time we come out to Odell, whether it's football over at Diller or basketball here in Odell. We really appreciate coming over and seeing our friends at Diller Odell. We'll be back here again for those of you listening in online, Griffin fans. We'll be back here again for the Fall City Tigers game in February. I don't have the exact date in front of me, but we will have that Fall City Tigers, Diller Odell Griffins doubleheader here on Sunny coming up in February. Back to live action. 28-15, Irish up here in the girls' contest. Miley Weirs tries to get to the baseline, pulls up for three and got it. Miley Weirs now in double figures, has 11 points. She hits the three from here on the right wing. Full court pressure by the Griffins. Dacey Witt to the near side, finds McKinley Scholl. They get across the timeline. Scholl takes it all the way in, driving lane up and good. They left the lane open, and McKinley Scholl saw that lane open down the middle. She laid it in. She's got 7 points, and the lead is back to 12. Here's Weirs with a driving layup. She'll be fouled. I think Miley Weirs has made up her mind. She's just going to take the ball right into the teeth of that defense and try and draw the foul. That's going to be on Helly Jones, is called for the personal. On Jones, her first, team foul number two. Miley Weirs' free throw is up and off, no good. She's missed three in a row here in the third quarter. Went one out of two in the first half, so she's now one of five, from the free throw line. Here's her second attempt. It's on the way up, and she got that one. Knocked that one right down the middle. Weirs now with 12 points in the game for Diller Odell, and it's an 11-point lead, 30 to 19, Irish on top with 4:52 to play in the third quarter here at Odell. This is McKinley Scholl all the way driving, laying up and good. They gave her the lane again. Back-to-back driving layup for McKinley Scholl. All of this happening with Gentry Lechtenberg sitting on the bench. Jones filling in well for her down here defensively on the baseline. Jones comes up to meet Dewis. Bounce pass. They try to find Billet. And Jones forces the turnover. The ball goes out of bounds. Sacred Heart will get the basketball back. Coach John Moore not happy with the ball handling on that trip down the floor. 32-19. Irish up by 13 points. 4.5 minutes to go in the third period here at Odell. This is McKinley Scholl. She's driven it in for layups twice in a row in the last two trips. This time goes across to Tisdall with the pass. Finds Sando. Sando in traffic. Dacey Witt. Witt again to Scholl. Witt in the corner. Oh, she had a look and didn't want to take it. Now Witt dribbles into traffic. She's triple-teamed under there. Ball is loose. Jones has it. Weirs has it on the floor. And timeout's going to be called by Diller Odell to preserve the possession. Timeout taken by the Lady Griffins. Miley Weirs bumped her head on the floor. She's getting up, rubbing that forehead a little bit. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gaber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Sacred Heart Irish girls lead it here, 32-19, with 4:03 to play in the third quarter here at Diller Odell High School. It'll be the Lady Griffins basketball. They will inbound it to Ashley Dewis. Dewis works it into forecourt, and she'll come on the attack here. Man-to-man defense by the Irish. Left side pass to Hayek. Hayek comes up top with it to Vilda, to the near side Dewis. Dewis in the paint. Got into traffic and threw the ball away. It went out of bounds. It was not tipped. Irish will get the ball on the turnover. 3:47 to play here in the third quarter. Again, 32-19. Irish up by 13. Dacey Witt working one-on-one in backcourt against Jaden Hayek. Manages to get the ball across the timeline. Now they come out to try to double-team her. She picks up the basketball and passes to McKinley Scholl. Scholl hands it right back to Witt, and they'll reset that offense. Witt works to the right side of the lane. Top of the key, Scholl looking for Jones in the paint. Jones being cautioned not to get in there too long. The official warning her to get out of the lane. We can see that. Bounce pass to Scholl in traffic. Scholl tries to go up with a layup. A whistle. I think we're going to have a foul as McKinley Scholl. Oh, wait a minute. They're going to say she walked with the ball. I thought maybe she was fouled under there, but it'll be a travel and a turnover and give the basketball back to the Lady Griffins. 3:05 to go now in this third quarter, 32-19, leading the Irish up by 13 points. Dewis on the left wing in the corner on the deep baseline left side. Feeds it to Vilda. Vilda, jump shot from 12 feet away, left side baseline, off no good. Rebound McKinley Scholl. Scholl down court in a hurry, fast break, puts it under to Tisdall. Shot is up and good, and she's fouled. What a job that McKinley Scholl did, finding Sadie Tisdall under the basket with the long pass. Tisdall caught the ball, laid it up, scored the bucket, drew the foul, and she'll be at the line for the and one. So Sadie Tisdall shooting and one. The foul is going to be on Ashley Dewis. That's her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Lady Griffins. At the line, Sadie Tisdall takes aim. Free throw is up on the and one and couldn't get it. It bounced around and wouldn't drop for her. 34-19 your score, a 15-point lead. Ball tipped away out of bounds. It went off the hands of the Griffins. Sacred Heart will get the ball back under their own basket. Scholl will inbound it. She stands on the baseline. Underneath the left side of her backboard, gets it into Sando. Sando's double-teamed down here and trapped in the corner in trouble. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by the Irish to preserve the possession with 2:40 to go in the third quarter. It's 34-19. Irish up by 15. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Scoreboard here at Odell shows Irish 34, Griffins 19 with 2:40 to play in the third quarter. Sacred Heart will have the basketball when live action resumes under their own basket. They're going to have to hurry. Almost had a five count. They lob it into Jones. Jones took it away from two defenders. She just muscled that one right away from two of the Griffins that had the basketball. Jones flips the ball out here to D.C. Witt, who works around to the corner on the right side to Sadie Tisdall. Tisdall, left-handed dribble, brings it around to the top of the free throw circle to the left elbow and hands to Sando. Bounce pass, Sando looking underneath, tried to get it into Scholl, comes right back out to Sando. Sando's going to be double-teamed again and dribbles away from the double-team. Avery Sando feeds to Tisdall in the corner on the left side. Lots of pushing and shoving going on between McKinley Scholl and Kenzie Strine down on the baseline, letting them get away with it for right now. Now D.C. Witt is trapped in the corner, goes to McKinley Scholl, and now we're going to get a whistle and a foul. I think it's going to go on Kenzie Strine. There was a lot of pushing and shoving going on down there. And Strine picks up her second personal, team foul number two of the quarter. Back into the ballgame, Bailey Vilda checks in now. Vilda comes in replacing Tatum Schroeder. All my Facebook friends are on the floor out here from Diller Hotel with the basketball. On the right wing is D.C. Witt. Witt hands up to Sadie Tisdall, who dribbles to the near elbow here on the left side of the basket. Now she'll feed it in the paint to Scholl. Scholl backs in at the free throw line. Avery Sando for three from the corner. Couldn't get it. Tisdall there to get the rebound. Lost it out of bounds. And it'll go over to the Griffins. A minute 35 to play in the third quarter. Sacred Heart up by 15 now. 34-19. Here come the Griffins. Ashley Dewis down in a hurry with the basketball. Sets the offense. Puts to the corner left side to Bailey Vilda. Skip pass across court. On the right elbow. Beekman for three. Bank shot off the glass and got in. Berkeley Beekman banked the three-pointer off the glass and put it down. Makes it 34-22. Lead is 12. Here comes McKinley Scholl with a driving layup and a blocking foul in the paint. McKinley Scholl is going to be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. We'll see who they put this one on. Ashley Dewis, her second personal, 13th foul of the quarter. At the free throw line, shooting two shots, McKinley Scholl. The first one is up and good. McKinley has now hit two out of three from the charity stripe. She's in double figures with that shot. She has 10 points in the ballgame. McKinley Scholl's second free throw is up. It's good also. Scholl now with 11. Puts the lead back to 14 at 36-22 with a minute and 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Miley Weirs is going to bring the basketball up the court for the Lady Griffins. Her pass to the left wing, Ashley Dewis. Dewis finds Bailey Vilda top of the key. Vilda into the corner. Deep baseline right side. That's Beekman handling the ball. Berkeley Beekman. Over to Ashley Dewis again. Now in the basket, stolen away, coming up with the steal, D.C. Witt. Witt wants to take it to the left side of the lane. She had an open opportunity. Sando backs it out with 38 seconds to go here. Irish up 36-22. No hurry. They just want to play for one shot to wrap up this period and get into the fourth quarter with a nice double-digit lead. Sando being harassed out near the mid-court line. Gives it off again to Tisdall. Tisdall finds D.C. Witt, 18 seconds to play in the quarter. D.C. Witt, Kenzie Strine chases her, picks up the dribble. Sadie Tisdall, right back it comes to Witt, 10 seconds to go. Now Witt works to the right side, comes back near the free throw line, takes it all the way in for a driving layup, and she'll be fouled. D.C. Witt found her way to the free throw line. I think they're going to tag Ashley Dewis once again here. That's her third personal. All three of them have come here in the third quarter. At the free throw line, will be Daisy Witt. Daisy hasn't scored yet tonight. Here shooting two shots. First one is up, hits the front of the rim, short, off, no good. Daisy Witt, a 56% free throw shooter on the season. She missed the first one, so you might expect this next one to drop. Elise Reschke in the lineup now. Reschke on the floor. Daisy Witt ready for her second free throw. It's on the way up, and it's good. She got that one. She's in the scorebook. 2.2 seconds to go. Inbound pass. Miley Weirs. Weirs midcourt does not get it off in time. And after three quarters, the Sacred Heart Irish lead the Lady Griffins 37-22. Our score. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Dilmer O'Dell High School. Just noticed my friend Derek Long. He's the public address announcer for Nebraska's home volleyball games. He's doing the public address announcing tonight here at Dilmer O'Dell High School. Over there in his bright red Husker shirt with the white N on it. Mr. Long getting a little high school action here now that volleyball season's over. All right, we move to the fourth quarter. Sacred Heart with the basketball and a 15-point lead, 37-22. Back into the ballgame now is Gentry Lechtenberg. Driving layup, Lechtenberg got it. She went right between the defenders. On her first touch of the basketball, comes away with 2 points. She's got 13 in the ballgame now. It's 39-22. The lead is 17. Here come the Lady Griffins. Bailey Bilda, right side. Kenzie Strine, little floater up and good. Nice shot. Kenzie Strine with the bank shot off the glass for the Lady Griffins. For the 5'7 senior, her first 2 points of the ball game by Kenzie Strine. All right, now full court pressure being applied. Scholl has the ball knocked away by Weirs. Now it's grabbed up by Witt. Witt gets it to Lechtenberg, who's across the timeline with a 2-on-3 fast break. Decides to hold things up. Lechtenberg needs help. Up to Daisy Witt with the basketball. Witt, little spin move, guarded very closely here by Jaden Hayek. Knocked to the floor, in fact. And as she is knocked down, well, that's good to see. Hayek reached down, and Jaden Hayek helps Witt back to her feet after the two collided. Here's the inbound. I always like to see that kind of sportsmanship. Here's Daisy Witt with the basketball. Guarded again by Hayek, works to the corner with it. Sadie Tisdall at the free throw line. Tisdall driving into the lane. Oh, nice pass underneath. Tisdall got it underneath. Follow shot up, wouldn't go. She fed it to McKinley Scholl. Scholl had an uncontested lay-in and couldn't get it to drop. Got her own rebound, and on the try for the putback, she's fouled by Jaden Hayek. Hayek's second personal, first team foul of the quarter. McKinley Scholl at the line shooting two. First one is up and good. McKinley Scholl has now hit 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. And we have her with 12 points in the ballgame. Second free throw is up. It's good also. Hit them both. She's 5 of 6 from the line now. 13 points in the game for McKinley Scholl. It's 41-24. The lead is 17 for the Lady Irish. Weirs with a 3 from the corner. Got it. Boy, sometimes you think maybe Miley Weirs ought to be shooting the ball more because she's deadly from three-point range out there. Weirs now, I've got her with 15 points in the ballgame. She averages 21.7. Here's a long 3 that's put up by Sandel that doesn't go, but Lechtenberg is there for the rebound, and they'll reset the offense. Lechtenberg across court, D.C. Witt. 6 minutes to go now in the ball game. 6 minutes to play. Into Lechtenberg in the paint. She backs in, driving, laying up and good. Gentry Lechtenberg, 15 points in the game. She sat out the entire, well, all but 10 seconds of the third quarter. She picked that foul up just 10 seconds into the third period and sat out 7:50 of that period, but she's sure making hay now that she's back on the floor. Lechtenberg, speaking of the aforementioned Lechtenberg, just made a steal. Pass underneath, Lechtenberg, Tisdall, lay-in up and good. Lechtenberg with the assist, Sadie Tisdall with the lay-in. Tisdall's in double figures. She's got 12 points. And it's 45-27. Here's Miley Weirs driving layup that won't go. Oh, she had the lay-in and just couldn't get it to fall. And the rebound to McKinley Scholl. Here come the Irish. Scholl across to the far side in front of the Sacred Heart bench gives the ball off to D.C. Witt. Witt being pressured by Jaden Hayek. Hands off to Sando. Sando, they're running a little weave at the top of the key. Now Sadie Tisdall with the basketball. Lob pass inside. Gentry Lechtenberg saved it from going out of bounds. Miley Weirs comes up with it. Here she comes. Weirs to the left side of the lane. Jump shot up and no. Rebound. A battle for the rebound underneath. A held ball is called. Possession arrow will stay with the Lady Griffins. Good job under there battling by Bailey Bilda to get after that board on the offensive boards. Possession arrow favors the Griffins, so Miley Weirs will inbound it. 4:49 to go in the ball game. It's 45-27. Lady Irish on top. Miley Weirs inbounds it on the baseline. Tosses the ball into Dewis. Dewis in the paint. She's double-teamed, trapped in there. Had to get rid of the ball. It comes back to Dewis after she fed it across to Hayek. Now the ball tipped up in the air. Everybody going after it. Going to have a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Griffins. Boy, Sadie Tisdall kind of got the worst end of that one. She was on the floor for a moment. She's kind of stretching. I think she got hit right in the stomach. And she's coming out of there holding her stomach a little bit, but she's going to stay in the ballgame. 4:38 to play in the contest. It's 45-27. Lady Irish up by 18 points. Gentry Lechtenberg being chased down court. Tried to feed it into Jones. The ball stolen away by Kenzie Strine. Strine, wearing those purple shoes, brings the ball down court. Feeds it to the left corner. A long three that's up and off doesn't go for Jaden Hayek. And the rebound comes down again to Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg patiently brings the ball up the court with 4:12 to go. Lechtenberg driving, wanted to go for a layup. She's stripped of the basketball by Miley Weirs. Weirs with a two-on-two fast break. Weirs goes to the left side, feeds into the corner, overlook right corner, three, up and good. Hitting the three, Jaden Hayek. Hayek got the three to drop, and it's 45-30, your score now, with 3:45 to play in the ball game. Now we've got a whistle and a timeout taken by the Irish. 3:46 to play in the ball game. 45-30. Sacred Heart up by 15. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. We'll be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from five additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Say thanks to Bruna Implement Company if you enjoy these broadcasts of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. Well, we have 3 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the first of our doubleheader games here tonight. 45-30, the Sacred Heart Irish girls with a 15-point advantage. And it'll be Sacred Heart's basketball. To inbound it, McKinley Scholl. Scholl inbounds the pass to D.C. Witt. Witt being pressured now by Jaden Hayek. She backs it out, dribbles to the right side, goes off to Avery Sando. Sando, good little ball handler, comes to the near side. Goes to McKinley Shoal with it. Shoal being chased by Weirs, almost has it dribbled away. Now Shoal penetrates toward the bucket. Again comes Sassano. Irish just going to run some clock here now. Lechtenberg is knocked to the floor. They flip the ball out to the right wing to Witt. Witt right in front of the Sacred Heart bench. A whistle and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Jaden Hayek. On Hayek, that is her second personal. Team foul number three of the quarter. 45-30. Lady Irish up by 15. Clock is now down to 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's the inbound pass. Avery Sando finds Gentry Lechtenberg. They come out to chase after Lechtenberg, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Aiden McKinney. That's McKinney's first personal. Team foul number four on the Lady Griffins. One more, and the Irish will be shooting free throws here. They're up by 15, 45-30, with 3:08 to go. Boy, huge foul there, and getting set was Ellie Jones, and they knocked Jones to the floor. That's no small task. Jones is going to be at the line to shoot two shots. Foul on Aiden McKinney, her second personal, team foul number five. Ellie Jones has 4 points on a pair of field goals in the first half. Here she's shooting two free throws. The first one is up and good. Jones now with 5 points for the freshman. Makes it 46-30. Jones' second free throw. Launches the shot. It's up and good also. Put both of those right down the middle. Allie Jones with 6 points now. It's 47-30, a 17-point lead. Here comes Weirs. Weirs has the ball stripped away. Sando and Lechtenberg, two-on-one fast break. Sando feeds Lechtenberg, laying up and good. Lechtenberg with the bucket. Avery Sando with the assist. Perfectly executed two-on-one fast break there by Avery Sando and Gentry Lechtenberg. Makes it 49-30. Here's a long three from the corner, off no good. Jones rips the rebound there away from Bailey Bilda, gives the outlet pass to Witt. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play. Dacey Witt with the basketball. Defensively, Jaden Hayek comes out to guard her. Hayek trying to knock the ball away from Witt. Whistle, and what do we got? Apparently carried the basketball. Turnover gives the ball back to the Lady Griffins. Clock down to 2:23 to play now in the ball game. It's 49-30, a 19-point Irish lead. Miley Weirs, top of the key, flips it to the corner left side. A long three from the baseline left side, up and off, no good by Beekman. Jones is there for the rebound for the Irish. Jones with the outlet pass gives to Lechtenberg. Coming up on the two-minute mark to play in the ballgame, 205, 204. Lechtenberg spin move in the paint. She's triple-teamed, and she'll be called for a travel. Gentry Lechtenberg, maybe she had to do a little too much that time. She got triple-teamed on the baseline and walked with the basketball. Inside of 2 minutes to go now. Clock running 1:55 to play. Here's Weirs feeding it into the paint to Beekman. Driving lay-in up. It's up and good. Aiden McKinney got that one. McKinney with the lay-in in the paint. 49-32. Lead down to 17, but just a minute 41 left to go. Don't forget, this is the first half of a doubleheader. Boys varsity basketball coming up after this. Sacred Heart and Dillard Odell. Irish running clock here. Dacey Witt. Gives up to Sando, Avery Sando, the sophomore ball handler, top of the key. Goes off to Lechtenberg. Now Gentry just going to hold the ball a minute and wait for him to come after. Lechtenberg dribbles away from the defender and hands the ball on the far side to Dacey Witt. Down to a minute 12 to go. They're running a weave there at the top of the key, just running clock. Doing a good job. Dacey Witt, Avery Sando, good little ball handlers out here. The defenders can't do a whole lot about it. Witt now gives up to Lechtenberg. Chasing Lechtenberg over here is Aiden McKinney. Lechtenberg got away from McKinney for a minute. Goes to Witt. Witt looked to Sando on the left elbow. Now dribbles to the right side. Again to McKinley Shoal. Shoal comes out to take a turn handling the ball. Gives to Lechtenberg. 44 seconds. Timeout taken Sacred Heart with 43 seconds to play. I think we're going to be emptying the bench and seeing a bunch of players. We'll try and get them all ID'd here for you. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair was to remind you that January is National Blood Donor Month and was to recognize the 3% of the U.S. population that donates blood each year. A blood transfusion occurs every 2 seconds in America, and a single donation can save multiple lives. The staff at Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair encourages those that are able to donate and help save a life. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair at Falls City will keep your equipment running. 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
43 seconds to play here. Brooklyn Biedermeier is on the floor. Shea DeLisi is on the floor for the Irish. We'll try and pick up the other players checking in here now. Off the bench, Emily Tubbs is on the floor. Try and get them all. Dorothy Krause is out there. Try and get them all ID'd. Whole bunch of new players in off the bench. Inbound to pass. Biedermeier chases after it in backcourt. Biedermeier picks up the basketball. Pass off to Dorothy Krause. Krause with the dribble. She'll get it across the timeline. Being pressured by Tatum Schroeder. Schroeder is going to be called for a foul. And that's going to give Dorothy Krause a chance to go to the line and shoot two. And the freshman who just checked in seconds ago is going to have a chance to be in the scorebook tonight. She'll be shooting two shots. Dorothy Krause, 5'6", and a freshman. Takes aim. First shot is up. Oh, short. Just off the front of the rim, but she'll get another try. Subs in now, checking in for Diller Odell. Madeline Party into the ballgame. And Madison Roseball. Party and Roseball on the floor for the Griffins. Second free throw is up. It's good. So in the scorebook is Dorothy Krause now into the lineup. Here's Berkeley Beekman back on the floor for Diller Odell with 31 seconds to play. Down court comes Madison Roseball. Roseball at the top of the circle to the near side. Her pass to Aiden McKinney. McKinney feeds to the corner. Madeline Party. Party, top of the circle. Tatum Schroeder with the basketball. Schroeder hands it to the right side with the ball is Roseball again. Roseball down to 10 seconds. Here's a pass that's off the mark out of bounds. 9 seconds to play. 50-32. The Irish are going to improve their record to 10-2 here tonight. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have a complete rundown presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. There's a pass underneath, a buzzer, and there's the ball game. The Sacred Heart Irish girls with the win tonight. Your final score, 50-32 over the Lady Griffins. We'll step aside for a two-minute break and be back with the post-game scoring recap after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
post-game show is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Now let's take a look at the numbers for tonight's ball game. The final score, Sacred Heart 50, Diller Odell Lady Griffins 32. Individual scoring for Diller Odell, Miley Weirs led the way tonight with 15 points. 6 points for Jaden Hayek. Adding four was Ashley Dewis with 3 points. Berkeley Beekman, Aiden McKinney had two, and Kenzie Strine had two for their total of 32. From the free throw line, Diller Odell went 3 out of 7 from the line. And the score by quarters, 13-9 after one quarter, 22-15 at the half, 37-22 after three quarters. Individual scoring for the Sacred Heart Irish. Three players in double figures tonight. Gentry Lechtenberg led the way with 17. McKinley Scholl had 13. Sadie Tisdall finished right behind with 12. 6 points for Allie Jones coming in off the bench. And 1 point each for Dorothy Krause and Daisy Witt for Sacred Heart's total of 50. From the free throw line, Sacred Heart tonight went 9 out of 13 at the charity stripe. With the win, the Irish improved their record to 10-2. The Diller Odell Griffins dropped to 7-4. Again, the final score 50-32, Sacred Heart over Diller Odell. This postgame scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect, your Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. All right, we're going to send it back to Tom Case at the Sunny Studios for about 12 or 13 minutes here, and he's going to keep you entertained with some music, maybe another weather update, and then we'll be back with the pregame show for the second half of tonight's basketball doubleheader. That'll be the boys' varsity game, the Irish and the Griffins, coming up in about 13 minutes. So we're going to step aside and send it back to Tom Case at Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Like shining, I'm a wildlife.